space, the final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Here with the interview with you. And how's your day going so far? I know it's early there on the West Coast.
Yeah, so far so good. Thank you. And yours?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain. Just wanted to start off with a few questions here. And my first question for you is, Ms. Williams, do you have any projects that are coming up for new music that's going to be released for you?
Well, the project that is in development that's on my heart is a jazz project.
Jazz,
and
okay.
That, I've always wanted to do a jazz project. It's something I haven't done. So that's the new project that I'm writing music and gathering songs for right now. I think the title of the project is going to be Gemini.
Gemini, okay. Okay. Does that hold any significance, the title?
Well, I'm born under the sign of, astrologically, under the Gemini sign.
Okay.
And I think that this project will show another side of me.
Good, okay. Well, I look forward to listening to it. And, when did you know without a doubt that you were going to be successful in music? Was there a particular moment that stands in mind for you?
No, I think I was about four or five projects in before I even realized that this was my career and that it was going to be something that would work for me. I think right after I had Silly, it really sinked into my spirit that this was going to be a career that could work for me for, you know, as long as God gave me the ability to be vocally strong and continue to perform the way He has allowed me to perform.
Okay, okay. Well, do you have any, do you have a preference of singing gospel over pop or vice versa?
I don't have a preference. I just love to sing.
Okay.
I was raised in the church, and of course, gospel music, Christian music has always been dear to my heart, but I was also raised up, you know, I would sneak into my mom's bedroom and listen to Lena Horne. I'd listen to Little Jimmy Scott, Nancy Wilson, you know, Bobby Bluebland, and just my own music experience has been a plethora across the board of R&B, jazz, gospel, you know, country music. So I just love music. Of course, you know, worship and praise music is something that's very uplifting, but so is the rest of my musical experience.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, who are some artists you would like to work with in the future, if any?
That's an interesting question. I don't really know. I think maybe it would be interesting to do something with Mary J. Blige, or to do something with Alicia Keys. I think would be very interesting musically. Andrea Bocelli, of course. Even Julio Iglesias for years, who I've admired him. So some artists across the board that I think would be very interesting to work with. And sound-wise, musically, the collaboration would be very, very, very interesting.
Good. Okay. Well, do you play any instruments as well?
I used to play the flute, and I think that my voice reminds me of a lot of that instrument, but I haven't played the flute in years and years and years, and even when I was playing, because I was a high school band and I was a flautist, but in years after that I would play, but it was just for myself, you know, not for, you know, playing out. I'm no Bobby Humphrey or Ronnie Law.
Any of those
I'm never going to be one of that, but it is something that I will.
Okay. Well, are you still active with the Kids of Promise program?
I haven't been active with the Kids of Promise program. I am trying to revise that. I just spoke to someone back in my hometown about giving a big harvest celebration for the Kids of Promise. And so we're trying to rev that up again, and I'm glad that you reminded me to stay on track with that.
Yeah, that sounded real interesting to me, because I'm all for, you know, having involving the youth in different arts programs and things of that nature. So I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does it feel to be one of the singers for the intro of the iconic American show, Family Ties?
That was very, it was really incredible, because I had, of course, when Johnny and I did the song for Family Ties Without Us, I had no idea how huge the television show was going to be. And, you know, that was the first thing, and that we'd be, you know, played on a television show for almost, you know, 30 some odd years, because it's still being played and we're still singing. So it was just fabulous. I never, you know, thought that it would have such longevity, but it has, and I'm proud. I mean, every time I hear it, I start singing along with it, and I get tickled, you know, and say, okay, this is a good thing. Are they still paying me?
Yeah. It sounds great. Every time it comes on, I have to sing it too, along with you guys.
Oh, good.
Well, I see that your son's actively involved in helping you manage your media interviews. Now, do your other children help play active roles in your success?
Well, my son, Forrest, runs my office.
Okay.
And my son, Kevin, travels with me. And then my son, Kent, also works in the office with working on media and, you know, just helping Forrest to run the office.
Okay. Great. That is a family affair then.
It's a family affair.
Okay. Well, are you still friends with some of the acts you're associated with, like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, Johnny Mathis, and Cheryl Lynn?
I see Stevie maybe every couple of years. We get a chance to meet up and do some things together. Two years ago, I did Toys for Tot with him. And, of course, various events, and we run into each other and we get a chance to speak.
Okay.
Johnny, I see John from time to time, and we'll come together at some event as well. And it's you know, it's very difficult with the schedules of everyone to keep up with everybody on a real, you know, on a basis where we often meet. But every other year or so, we're doing something together. The schedules come together, and it's so good to see people and hang out with people and, you know, be a part of something together.
Great. That's great to hear. And have you accomplished all of your goals you set out to do with your music? Or are there more goals to come?
Okay. No, I haven't accomplished everything. This jazz project, especially, is one of those things that I've wanted to do for years. And haven't got doing it, so that's the reason why now. Also, I never did a Christmas project on my own. I've been a part of other collaborations with people on Christmas projects, but I never did a Christmas project on my own, and I'd love to do that. You know, outside of those, that's pretty much things that I'd love to do. I'd love to see another song in a film. You know, I had Left Here for the Boy in Footloose. I'd love to see another song in a film and be nominated for an Oscar for music again, which would be lovely. And even to take it home would be lovely. But those are probably, you know, just some of the few things that that I would still love to do with my music that I haven't done yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, will we see you in doing a guest appearance on a TV show? Perhaps, maybe.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Send it out in the ethers. I plan on doing just that.
Okay. Okay. We love to see you. That would be great. That would be great. This is the last question for you. I know you're busy. Who are some people you would like to thank for helping you move forward in your career?
Well, first of all, the person that I'm most thankful to, of course, not a person, but I would like is to God for even blessing me with the gifts and the talents that I've been able to benefit from having, and to giving me the ability to touch people, touch their lives through the music that he put in my heart. And the second person I'd love to thank would be two people, my mom and dad, who both had incredibly beautiful voices, but no one knew it. And I would just sit by, you know, my mom would sing in the shower, and I'd sit by the shower door and listen to my mom sing. So most of the little things that you hear me doing musically was me imitating my mother.
Oh, wow.
And my father had a beautiful, beautiful voice as well. And so, I have to thank them for passing the gifts that they had down to me. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'm thankful to my music teacher who saw something in me that I didn't see in me, who I was in band, who taught me music, mm-hmm. who exposed me to classical music. You know, I was raised in gospel music, R&B, and pop, and then my music teacher exposed me to classical music, which also gave me a whole nother perspective on music. And then I'd like to, of course, thank my cousin John Harris, who used to come and torture us by telling us that he knew Stevie Wonder because he lived in Detroit, and I called him a liar for 7 years. I said, everybody who lives in Detroit knows, say they know Stevie Wonder, but he was actually the person that got me, introduced me to Stevie and got me the audition, which started my music career. And to the likes of who and Maurice White, who saw a gift and gave me a shot, and so many people that I've worked with. It's just been an incredible career. And I should say that I am working on a book too, and the book is called My Musical Journey So Far, and it outlines my career up until this point and all the people that were a part of it and how they influenced me and the good times that we had making this music. I'm very excited about it. I'm hoping to be finished with the book by September, October this year. But there's so many people to thank for my career. But those are the few that launched the career that people have enjoyed. And I want to thank, you know, people like yourself and others that have supported the music for almost 45 years now. It amazes me.
Yeah.
That I'm still on the radio.
Yes. Well, I got introduced to you because my father, growing up, he was such a big fan of yours. He couldn't stop playing Denise Williams, and I got hooked to the songs too. So, you know, it's your music is timeless, and it's gonna carry through for many generations.
Thank you.
Well, I do appreciate your time and letting me interview you here, and I hope to put together a great story for our publication. And, it should be on the internet and circulate by September, early.
I'm excited. Let me, you know, I want to hear it when you get done. And like I said, thank you again.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Now, is your dad yet alive?
Excuse me?
Is your dad still alive?
Oh, yes, he's still alive. Yep.
Well, you tell him I send my love.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495, 704-659-3495.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.